In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to be considering now the readings for the 14th Sunday in the year, which is July 7th. And I'm going to look first. The theme, I would say, if we gather all these readings together, you could sum them up by saying, it's on raising a fallen world, a word that's fallen, and now it's going to be picked up by the Word. And so, I want to first look at just in this part one, about what is the heart of preaching. It's quite beautiful and quite important. Actually, the heart of preaching is to transmit joy, to give people an experience of the love of the Father in the Son, Jesus, who comes as the ambassador of the Father to convince us of his love by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And preaching is part of that function of the church. And so, yes, we preach to those who don't believe, so that by the power of the Word, the Lord can convince them and bring them to union with Jesus, which is a great joy. But we also preach to those who do believe. And in that preaching is sort of a teaching, as the document on the priest and the third Christian millennium, a teacher of the Word, minister of the sacraments, and leader of the community. It's a document from the congregation for the clergy, and it was issued on March 19th, 1999. But it has many valuable things to say to us about the priest's duty to present the Word in a way that brings joy. Because it's good news. And so that all preaching is meant to present the reality and the majesty of Jesus Christ, fixed in the act of love in which he died, searching to enter our hearts, to change our lives, to sanctify us, and to bring us into union with him now and forever. And preaching has that function. I'm going to read a few lines from this document to present that ministry. I'm reading now from the introduction of that document. Catholic doctrinal tradition describes the priest as teacher of the Word, minister of the sacraments, and leader of the Christian community entrusted to him. This is the starting point of all reflection on the identity and mission of the priest in the Church. In light of the new evangelization to which the Holy Spirit calls all the faithful, through the person and authority of the Holy Father, this unchanging and yet ever-new doctrine must again be reflected upon with faith and hope. So the document goes on, this is 1999, the document goes on to talk about how the Church is called to a greater apostolic commitment, which is both personal and communitarian. And so the document then says this, quoting from another one, in countries with ancient Christian roots, and occasionally in the younger churches as well, entire groups of baptized have lost a living sense of the faith, or even no longer consider themselves members of the Church and live a life far removed from Christ and his gospel. In this case, is what is needed is a new evangelization or a re-evangelization. Now, that's what part of what happens on Sunday. You see, we are meant to present the Word of God in a way that changes people's hearts. And so first, of course, it's in the very Word of God itself, the first, second, and third readings. But then it's in the preaching of the Word. And that's extremely important. And it's that function that's described by the fathers of the church very often. And so I want to read some quotes from this document to encourage us. You see, we're not going to be able to mediate the wonder, the light, the joy, the release of the divine reality unless it's permeating us. We have to be a living witness of it. And that means for most a real severe change in our lifestyle. We have to be praying an hour a day. We have to. We have to acquire a familiarity with the Word of God so that we can speak it, convey it, and bring joy to those who hear it. And this function, thanks be to God, is not left to our own resources. But this is what this Holy Spirit will do in us. And that's the purpose of this soul first section that we're looking at right now. You see, presenting joy, I call it, you know. So the document begins, a correct understanding of the pastoral ministry of the Word begins with a consideration of God's divine revelation in itself. And now there's a quote. By this revelation, the invisible God, from the fullness of his love, addresses men as his friends and moves among them in order to invite and receive them into his company. And that's from Vatican II, you see. The text goes on. The proclamation of the kingdom in Scripture not only speaks of the glory of God, but also spreads the same glory by its very proclamation. This is why, you see, preaching is a sacred function. And why, in canon law, you have to be at least a deacon to preach at the liturgy. Bishops, priests, and deacons. Why? Because you need the character. You need that imprint of the Holy Spirit on your spirit to enable you to preach. Other people can preach, my heavens. How many people, how many very fine theologians, men and women alike, will write beautiful things. But this is a very special function, preaching. It's not just talking about theology. It's not just talking about the Lord. It's presenting him mystically to be present among us so that he himself is acting. The document of Vatican II says, you see, when the scriptures are read at the liturgy, it is still Christ himself proclaiming his gospel. And what we do as priests is serve that proclamation that the Lord has already made in his own words through the scriptures. And that's our job. And you know, those of you who preach and those who hear it, that when this happens, there's joy. There's joy. And that is the sign that the word is being preached. Yes, there can be, you know, people struck to the heart and begin to repent. But that very repentance is the road to joy. Being free from sin. The text goes on, our document. Revelation, which is what we are doing when we preach. We are the instrumenta revelationis. God wants to reveal to the people in that congregation at this 9 o'clock Mass this Sunday something of his own reality and majesty. And we are the instruments of it. And so that's why we have to be yielding to him. Revelation, therefore, is not limited to instruction about God, who lives in inaccessible light, since it also recounts the marvelous things that God does for us with his grace. The revealed word, and this I'm reading from the text, the revealed word made present and actualized in and through the church is an instrument through which Christ acts in us with his Spirit. It is both judgment and grace. In hearing the word, The actual encounter with God himself calls to the heart of man and demands a decision, which is not arrived at solely through intellectual knowledge, but which requires conversion of heart. And so the goal of that part of the liturgy every Sunday is to deepen people's conversion or bring them to a conversion. And most priests have had the unbelievable experience of having someone come into the sacristy after the Mass and say what happened while he was preaching. Now, that's not the priest. That's Christ. Whenever the gospel is read, whenever it's preached, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. That is the teaching of Vatican II. And so, this notion of the theology of preaching. The text goes on, our document. It is the first task of priest, as co-workers of the bishop, to preach the gospel of God to all men so as to set up and increase the people of God. It's the first task of priest, is to preach. That's amazing, isn't it? Yes, we have to look after the furnace and make sure Mrs. Murphy's okay and all the rest, but the first task is to preach, you see, the gospel. Not talk about the gospel, preach it. And so, that's what the text is saying. The proclamation of the gospel by the sacred ministers of the Church is, in a certain sense, a participation in the salvific character of the Word itself. Not only because they speak of Christ, but because they proclaim the gospel to their hearers with that power to call which comes from their participation in the consecration and mission of the incarnate Word of God. When we're ordained, you see, we share in the consecration. The Lord consecrated his Son, Jesus, and sent him into the world, and we share in that. The words of the Lord still resound in the ears of his minister, whosoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever despises you, despises me. We have to be so careful not to be despicable by a sloppy sermon or because our lives are not in keeping with what we're talking about, you see, because we bring despising on the Lord himself. And so, then they quote this text from Paul. The spirit we have received is not the world's spirit, but God's spirit, helping us to recognize the gifts he has given us. We speak of these not in words of human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, thus interpreting spiritual things in spiritual terms. That whole text that I just read is 1 Corinthians 2, starting with verse 12 and 13. So you see, preaching is a sacramental function. It makes present what's conveyed by the Word, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the fact that it is the Lord Christ in us still proclaiming his gospel. That's why canon law says that only the bishop, the priest, and the deacon can preach, because it requires that character which makes that person usable by Christ. And the more we yield to the Lord, the more we actualize that character, the more the Lord Christ can speak through us, through our minds, through our hearts, through our emotions, through our own understanding, giving us the words we need. And that, you see, is why this preaching is an extension of the saving work of the Lord Christ himself. Okay?